Chapter 33, 1861, Montgomery, Alabama. Title, 1861 United States Confederate Constitutional Convention. Purpose, to write the Confederate Constitution and establish a provisional government. Call and subject. It was called by South Carolina and Alabama. The calls and acceptances agreed on two basic missions. One, write a constitution for the seceding states, and two, serve as a provisional government until elections were held under that constitution. Date and location. The convention met in Montgomery, Alabama. The meeting was divided into two enclaves to cover the two calls. The Provisional Congress was the first, and it held five sessions from February 4 to March 16, 1861, alternating between Montgomery, Alabama, and Richmond, Virginia. The second was the Constitutional Convention and was held at Montgomery, Alabama, from April 29 to May 21, 1861. There were 109 commissioners from 13 states and one territory in attendance. Alabama 9, Florida 4, Georgia 10, Louisiana 6, Mississippi 7, South Carolina 8, Texas 7, Arkansas 5, Tennessee 5, Kentucky 10, Missouri 8, North Carolina 12, and Virginia 17. There was also a single representative from the Arizona Territory. In combination, they served both call efforts. Some delegates resigned and were replaced, and some even died during the period. Principles. The convention elected Howell Cobb of Virginia, or rather Georgia, as president, and Johnson Hooper was elected the non-delegate secretary. Convention protocols. The convention elected its own officers. The convention wrote its own rules. Each state determined its own commissioners and rules. They elected a non-delegate as secretary. The convention stayed within its two missions as defined by its call, and the vote was one state, one vote. The number of commissioners in attendance was determined by each state, and the gathering adjourned sine die, that is, permanently. Unusual occurrences. Two states made the call. South Carolina sent out the initial call while Alabama set the time and place. Several of the Montgomery Convention state's delegates had attended the Washington conventions of that year. The convention held five governing sessions and one constitutional convention. Two Union slave states, Missouri and Kentucky, attended the Montgomery Convention. Conclusions. However regrettable its purpose, there is no denying that the Montgomery Convention is a useful precedent. It demonstrates yet again the consistent understanding throughout our history of the law and rules governing multi-state conventions. While Unionist states were applying the standard protocols at their gathering in Washington, seceding states were applying almost exactly the same set of protocols in Montgomery.